about the laws of mechitzah. Okay, we're almost finished. I want to finish up some, just touch upon some loose ends. We spent already two days. We spent one day, a lot of time on this. The halachas and the principles, the sources for the requirement that there be a partition between men and women in a Beis HaKnesses or in other areas. We really spoke about, just to summarize very, very quickly, there are two dinim. Everybody said please. There are two separate dinim in separation between men and women. There is a halacha. There's a halacha that men and women have to be separate. 95% of the time, the halacha only demands one thing only, that men and women be separated. Okay, so what we call today separate seating, or they should stay. Yeah. Hitting the jacket. No problem. I'll put it on the tie then. Okay, two more days. We're getting a new microphone. It's in the mail. We're getting a new system. I've purchased two separate technologies, two different systems, and we'll try it out. And whichever one works, we'll keep. Whichever one doesn't work, we'll send to the back room. Or we'll send back. We'll see what happens. But in any event, right, most of the time, halacha only requires that there be separation. Where do we learn that from? Where do we learn this halacha that men and women have to be separated? We learn it not from our Sinai. We learn it from the Gemara Masech, the Sukkah, the time Yemos HaMashiach. There's going to be hespit. It says in the pasuk where is the pasuk? Where the pasuk is already? Forgot. Is a pasuk that talks about, that alludes to what's going to be in the times of Mashiach. It was in Yeshaya. Or it's going to be times of Mashiach, there's going to be a major hespit. And in this major hespit, the men and women are going to be separate. They're going to be seated separately. Men on one side, women on the other side. There is no mention in this pasuk that there is a partition. It's just a matter of separation. Who is the hespit for? Samach Leikis in the Gemara. One opinion says it's for Mashiach ben Yosef. They're going to be two Mashiachs. Mashiach ben Yosef, he will die in battle, and then Mashiach ben David will appear. Okay, this is sugi in Masechta Sukkah, in Masechta Sanhedrin, what's going to be in the times of Mashiach, how things will unfold, and there's a discussion about the Mashiach ben Yosef, Mashiach ben David, Mashiach ben Yosef will be killed in battle, and there will be a eulogy delivered in his honor. And at that eulogy, the men and women will be separate. And the Gemara there says, at a funeral is not a time of, it's a time of tsar. It's not a time when we would expect that mingling between men and women this should lead to an avera, lead to any issues. And yet the Gemara says it doesn't matter. Even though it's a time of pain, of mourning, still it's not derech eretz. It's still not derech eretz that men and women should be together in such a setting, and therefore, and that's why they're separate. That's one opinion in the Gemara. The other opinion in the Gemara says that the hesped is not for the Melech HaMashiach, the Mashiach ben Yosef, but rather it's for the Yetzer Hara. That when a Mashiach comes, at some point in time, when coming, Mashiach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take the Yetzer Hara, and Hashem is going to slaughter. Is going to take the Yetzer Hara out of this world. We'll bring an end to the Yetzer Hara. And at that time, believe it or not, Klal Yisrael is going to eulogize the Yetzer Hara. What that means exactly, I don't know.
There's no
Yetzer Hara.
Why can't the men and women
exist? Excellent. So the question is even stronger. You're right. The question is even stronger. According to the first opinion, it's really the same question. The time of pain, when people are mourning, they're not in a frame of mind to Averis. So here the question, there's no Yetzar, period. The Gemara asked the question. The Gemara says the words are Lav Oirach Ara. It's not the way of the world. It's not the way of the world that men and women should sit separately at a time of mourning. When people are very emotional, people want privacy. When people are very emotional, people are crying, or people are in a state of pain, women do not appreciate men should watch how they mourn. Men do not appreciate that women should watch how they mourn. That's a mitzvah.
But then Har Sinai was separate.
It doesn't say Har Sinai was separate. It says Har Sinai was separate? No. I'm not aware. I'm not aware that Har Sinai they were separate. Not aware, it doesn't say anywhere in the Pasuk. Maybe we assume they were, but the Makor, the source that men and women have to be separated, comes from the funeral that will take place in the times of Mashiach. The funeral was either for the Mashiach ben Yosef or the Yetzirah. And there the Gemara says that really, technically speaking, there should not be a requirement to do so. Yet the words of the Gemara are, it's not Oirach Ara. It's not the way of the world. It's not Derech Eretz. The men and women should be together at a time of pain and mourning. Each gender has a unique way of relating to tragedy, to tsar, and they need privacy. From that we learn, from that we derive, in Halacha, Chazal have used that as a source, that any time we have any type of event of Kedusha, any event of holiness, men and women must be separate. Now, here's the point we did not discuss last week, and let me bring out the point right now. Let's explain. Why should that be a source? Why should that be a source for matters of Kiddusha in our day and age? Let me give you an example. I'll say a chuppah. Okay, we go to a chuppah. By a chuppah, what is the halacha? Men and women are separate. Right? Men and women, is there a mechitza? No, there's no mechitza. You've never gone to a wedding, at least not us. Okay, but we don't. Generally speaking, we've never gone to a wedding where men and women are separate. Why not? Because there's no makor for this. The only makor we spend the whole week on last week is the other source, and that is in the Beis HaKnesses. In the Beis HaKnesses, I'll come back. Let's just bring out the two divisions not here. I'll just explain. There's another source that there has to be separation, and that is the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They were dancing in the Beis HaMikdash on Sukkos, the celebration, the Chol HaMoed, and there the Gemara says the women came to participate, and there were three different tekufas. The first kufa, the women were on the inside, and the men were on the outside. The second kufa was reversed. The men were on the inside, the women were on the outside. In the third kufa, the men were below, and the women were above. In all three kufas, there's one common denominator. The men and the women were completely separate, not just separate seating, separate reshuyos, separate rooms, separate. The men were on the inside, and there was a wall. The women on the outside. The women were the second kufa. The women were on the inside. There was a wall. There was a complete wall, and the men were on. The women were on the outside, or the women were above. They were different reshuyos. A different reshus means there is not just separate seating, there is a partition. Now the question is, why when it came to the Beis HaMikdash with Simchas Beis HaShoeva, that were Chazal always makpid that there should be not just separate seating, but there should be a partition? Whereas, when it came to the eulogy that will be given in the future to the Melech Mashiach ben Yosef, or to the Yetzirah, there is no hakpada that there should be a wall, the only hakpada is there should be separation. And the answer is, because the element of umikdashi tiro, the eulogy was not given in the Beis HaMikdash. The eulogy was given in a chapel. The eulogy will be given in a field. Will be given some location. But the Simchas Beis HaShoeva took place in the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is the mokum of the Hashrohas HaShchina, and the mokum of the Shchina has a halacha umikdashi. From my mikdashos, or the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu rests his presence in the mikdash, tirahu, there shall be fear. And this fear is a higher standard which demands not just separation, but an actual partition. A Beis HaKnesses is a mikdash ma'at, has the same status as the Beis HaMikdash, so anything done in the Beis HaKnesses has an absolute requirement that there not just be separate seating, there be a partition between the men and the women. They must be in a different reshus. We went so far last week to say, according to that rule, having a curtain, even if you can't see between men and women, is not even necessarily good enough. Because a curtain is not a kosher mechitza with regard to the laws of Shabbos for a sukkah. If you make a sukkah with three curtains, you're not yoytze, because it blows in the wind. You have to have a partition that's fastened on the bottom. And some want to argue that in all the old shtiblach, the curtains that they put up between men and women is not even kosher, because since the makor comes from the Beis HaMikdash, you have to have a real legal halachic partition, separating men and women, which demands, like today it's a much better world only because it just became more practical. We have moving partitions. Today curtains are out of style. You very rarely see people have curtains anymore. Today everyone has moving partitions. Those are indeed much better because those are real halachic mechitzas which can stand in a ruach mitzuya.
Okay.
And then we point. All right. So then we had a the heter is because there are different heterim. Some say that we don't have to go so far. It's the purpose of the partition is not to mingle or not to see to one another. So we can be mekel. You can have curtains also good. You don't have to be so machmir. And the other answer was we really bisman hazeh today do not have real bote kinesios. We don't have a real base hakneses. Our bote kinesios bote midrashos do not have the status of umikdashi tirahu. Because we eat in them, we talk in them, we do things. So therefore, since our bate kinyusios, bate midrashos are not a full-fledged mikdash ma'at, so therefore, it's enough to be makel, a curtain is sufficient, you don't have to have the mechitza tied down to the wall.
We're not lighting mitzvahs.
Well, we do.
We
do. What? What?
We don't.
What do you mean we?
We
a base, well, today...
I went upstairs, I would not eat.
Okay. You're right. Okay, Nechanam, you're right. If you have a real, but even upstairs, let me ask you, upstairs, do they make announcements? We want to wish a mazel tov to so-and-so on the birth of a grandson. I believe they do. You're not allowed to do that in the Beis HaKnesses. You're allowed to make an announcement that we want to give someone a mazel tov for the birth of the birth. You're allowed to make an announcement, you're allowed to go even give a drasha. Is the rabbi allowed to give a drasha in the Beis HaKnesses? Is the rabbi not? What? Of course he gives a drasha.
It doesn't have to do with the Beis HaKnesses.
Obviously, yeah. We don't... We when the Batei Kinyosios were made, they're made... It's a given. You know, it's al tanai that you should be permitted to do their things that according to the letter of the law, you should not necessarily be allowed to do. So it's not a full-fledged Beis HaKnesses. Now, I give you... Okay, I want to bring a few points. We discussed, for example... Now, here's I think I came across something new... But we discussed, for example, let's talk about a Beis Avel. Very interesting concept. A Beis Avel, you have a Beis Avel, Rachman Litzlan, and the men are davening, Shachris. And there are women. And there are women there who are Avelim, not Avelim, and they also want to daven. So can they sit in the back? Now, they're not allowed, there has to be separate seating. That's a given, because it's no worse than the Hespid. Now, I want to come to that point of the Hespid that was given to the Melech HaMashiach and for the Yetzirah. But is there a requirement in the Beis Avel that there be a mechitza between the men and the women? Now, I know today, Baruch Hashem, we live in a very, very, Baruch Hashem, a very firm dar. It's unheard of. Of course you would have a mechitza between the men and the women. They would not sit in the same room, even separate seating. But Me'ikar Hadin... According to the letter of the law, there is no requirement. Because a Beis Avel is not a Beis HaKnesses. You go to an affair, you go to a wedding, you go to a chasna, you go to a bar mitzvah, they want to daven mincha, they want to daven mincha ma'arif. And they're davening. And there are women in the same room, the women are in the back, they're shmoozing, they're talking, they're very, very close, and then you daven amos, and you're davening mincha. Are you allowed to daven? How could there be in shul? It's unheard of. But here in the wedding hall, you do it all the time. There are women in the same room. It's right. As long as you're not together, as long as they're separate, they're separate. They're there. You're over here. You're in the same room. Because this is not called a mikdash. It's not a mikdash ma'at. There is no din mikdashi tirohu. And therefore, there's no requirement that there be a partition. There is a requirement that there be separate sitting separation. Now, let's clarify this point. This is a new point. Why is that so? Let me give you some examples. Let's talk about a public library. Let's say a public library, only frequented by Jews. Is there a requirement that there be separate seating? Okay, we're not talking about a mechitza. Forget about a mechitza. No mechitza, only a shul. What about separate seating in a library, men and women? What about a cafeteria? You go to an Avenue J, you go to a pizza store. Okay, a pizza store. Is there a requirement? Is there a requirement, men on the left, women on the right? You go on a bus, women in the back, men, they have already mechitz on the bus. I'm talking about halacha. We're not talking about chumras. Okay, let's talk strict halacha. Let's not, you want to have a mechitz, it's very nice. It's no harm done having a mechitza. But let's talk about strict halacha. You go on a bus. on a bus, there are men and there are women. Are you required to say there should be separate seating? You're not allowed to sit next to a woman. Go on the airplane, El Al. You're not allowed to book a ticket on an airplane if you have, there's a possibility that you will be sitting next to a woman. Separate seating. We're not talking about a mechitza. Is that a halacha? I'll tell you why. Look, what's the makar for separate seating? Separate seating comes from the hesped of the Mashiach ben Yosef or the Yetzirah. There's no Yetzirah in these events. At these events, when the Melech, when there's a time of Tsar, there's no Yetzirah when you go to a funeral. If you go to a funeral and you're serious about the funeral, you don't have time to go and play games. There's someone died. It's a very sad event. And certainly, like Mr. Marilla said, if they're slaughtering the Yetzirah, so you don't have a taiva for Nashim. So why then is there separation between yet, the Pasuk says there's separation. So certainly, if you go to a pizza store, when we do have a Yetzirah, and we're not focusing on any, it's not a state event to eat pizza, or you go on a bus, or you go to a public library, so certainly you can argue that there should be separate seating. So why is there not? So here is the answer. The answer is, it's a very, very important point. A very important point. The Makar comes from a hesped. At the time of a hesped, contrary to common belief, is a religious event. It's very unfortunate today that many hespedim, even for religious people, they make jokes. You see this very often. By the goyim, what is a funeral? It's the celebration of this person's life. Person died, he lived whatever he lived, and we come together to celebrate his life. Now, we're not going to eat. There's no cocktails being served, even though the Beis Avel, they do serve cocktails, unfortunately, sometimes. But at the funeral where the mace is mutal lefanav, unfortunately, there is an approach that's very common among the goyim and has crept in, unfortunately, to us, even by Shomrei Torah Mitzvos to a small degree. What do you want? Kiseh soif kol adam. No one lives forever. No one lives forever. And we do have a right. We hear over here, the person suffered the end of his life. Let's say he was 100 years old. And the last 5 years, he was hooked up to every machine that this world can offer. And he suffered quite a bit. So what's so terrible? What's so terrible to make a few little jokes? And it's a relief for the person. He finally died. It's a relief for the family. And the person accomplished great things. The person had a good life. So what's so terrible? What's so terrible if the funeral is a lightweight funeral? It's one thing, Rachman, when we go to a young person. A young person passes, it's very tragic. No, they don't eat by the funeral, but no, by the Beis Avel. By the Beis Avel they eat. To make brachos. The purpose is to make a bracha. It's done with a very holy kavana. Okay, let's not go there now. Let's focus on the funeral. You can argue, what's so terrible? And the fact is, the fact that it's done, I guess, obviously, we feel it's not so terrible because it is done. You do see that by a person who was very, very old and the last couple of years was very, very not well, we do see that there's a tendency where we don't mourn. The mourning is not as intense and it can be a little bit light. But the truth is, Chazal said Chazal tell us that's wrong. Why? Here's a very, very important point. A funeral, forget about the mace. Forget about the mace. Maybe taka for the mace, it's a wonderful thing, he stopped suffering. Maybe for the family, it was a very difficult time, they had to deal with all of the things that they had to deal with. Maybe that was a relief. It's a relief for them. But for the person coming to the funeral, you have an obligation to focus on to do tshuva. Chazal, I don't have the exact words, and footnotes over here, he has all the words, all the fancy words, all the mamari chazal. When a person goes to a funeral, it's a musar seder. He's a soif kol ha'adam. A person, forget about the nes, forget about the aveilim, there's something in it for you, for the person. We don't look at it like that. When we go to a funeral, we think it's all about our obligation to comfort the mourners, our obligation to do chesed shel emes with the nifter. That's what we think. But it's not true. There are three things you're doing by your funeral. You're giving kavod acharon to the nifter, and if he needs anything, you have to make sure you're there to pay the bills. I once taka saw the way a taka should be. I went to a funeral once, a very, very poor family, very, very dead people that were destitute. And a person walks, and a person who's very well, he's known to be a wealthy person. I don't know what it is. And he was there, and I saw my own eyes. He went up to the avil man and said, "Listen, tell me, what do you need? How much money do you need? Whatever it costs. I'm here. Let me just tell me some of the expenses." And it was mamish, took out his checkbook. He came there to the funeral to pay for it. That's really what it's for. That's incredible. That's incredible what he did. And he did it in a very dignified, he didn't like I said, like very prost. He did it in a very dignified way. Like he said, like, you know, are there expenses, what's this and that? And he went to the funeral, not just to comfort the mourners, but to do, what do you go to a funeral? To make sure that the dead is buried. The dead is taken care of. And today, it means one thing only. It means money. Who's paying for the funeral? Who's paying for the kever? Who's paying for all of the expenses that are involved? And he came there to pay for it. That's why he came to the funeral. That's one reason why you go to the funeral. Another reason why you go to the funeral is to help out the mourners, to comfort the mourners, to deal with them. And there's a third reason which people don't think about. You're going there to learn Musar. It's like opening up a Mesilas Yesharim, opening up a Shari Tshuva. When you go there, it's a religious event. Look at this. A person's leaving this world. There's going to be din. What did he accomplish in this world? What did he not accomplish in this world? What did he leave over in this world? It's one thing to read about it in books, about all of these scary things. It's another thing to go to a funeral and to see a mace, mutu lefanov, a person that you knew, and to think about these things. Eine doime shmiel liriyah. It's a musar sefer. It's a religious event. It's not just stam, you're going to watch a baseball game. You're going to a mokoyim where you are absorbing yiras shamayim. And it's here that the pasuk teaches us men and women have to be separate. In other words, it's a religious event. It's a moment of an absorption of yiras shamayim. And when you're focusing on kizeh soif kol ha'adam, there's din v'cheshben. What's your purpose in this world? Chazal, the Torah, demands there be no distractions. If there's going to be a woman sitting next to you at this funeral, and if you're a healthy human being, then you're going to be distracted. That's the way it is. And if you're telling me that you're not distracted because a woman is sitting next to you, then go to a doctor. You need a doctor because there's something wrong. There's something not healthy about you. If you're not going to be distracted, I remember Rakefati once spoke about people who have, you know, unfortunately by some people who have new are trying to make new ridiculous innovations into tefillah. They want to argue that we can allow a woman to daven Kabbalah Shabbos because Kabbalah Shabbos is not really. It's not tefillah. In fact, Allah halacha, that's why we daven Kabbalah Shabbos from the bima. So Rekefet, so he was making late tzaddis, he's saying, manavshach, he says, if a woman is davening Kabbalah Shabbos, so if you're a man, I don't remember his exact nusach, then you're not going to be davening. You understand what I just said? You're going to be, and if you're not a man, then what do you say? And if you're not a man, then I don't know. He has some very funny expressions. Basically, saying is, if there's a woman leading the davening for Kabbalah Shabbos, you're not davening. If you're a healthy person, you're paying attention to who is this person. Okay, if you're by a funeral and you're sitting next to a woman, it's going to take away from your ability to focus. What? No, you don't need a mechitza. The Torah never, there's no source for a mechitza. The Torah only said you need a mechitza in a Beis HaMikdash. A Beis HaKnesses is umikdashiti, is also a mikdash ma'at. If you're in a chapel, that's not a Beis HaMikdash.
Only to prevent the Yetzer Hara, that's all.
What?
To prevent the Yetzer Hara.
Not really to prevent the Yetzer Hara, it's distraction. I wouldn't say the Yetzer Hara, distraction. Separate seating is what the Torah demands. Vizehu. It does not. Now today, we live in a generation, we're very machmir. Okay, so we put it in mechitza also. Today they have mechitza also in chapels. Okay, so we're machmir. It's okay. But me'ikar hadin. So a woman, so that's a problem. That indeed, okay, indeed, that is a, indeed, that indeed, you are absolutely correct. Indeed, that is a problem. Now, there are different minhagim. Look, we all know by the Haredi world, they'll never allow a woman to speak. And we've been to, everyone here, I'm sure, has been to many funerals where women speak. Okay, we've all been there. We've all seen it. We've all been there across the board. Okay, there's no.
Also, there's a lot of misleading.
That's not right. That's not right. That's
well,
not
I
right.
To ask you,
they don't know the halacha.
I have to ask you very one question because very, it's a big thing that they're having an Orthodox levaya, but very often men and women sit together.
So I told you this is a mistake which comes when you say already three times, many times. Ends yeah. At this point, people make this terrible mistake. They think that if there is no mechitza, they don't know that they think there's only one mekar mechitza. If there's no mechitza, so you're allowed to sit together. So why don't we sit together? That's a chumrah. So you know what? I'm a machmir. That is fundamentally wrong. There is a halacha. In fact, the basic halacha is separate seating. That's the hesped of Mashiach ben Yosef. Separate seating is the basic halacha. That is an absolute requirement by a dovar shebe kedusha. Now, people make a mistake and they think that a funeral is not a dovar shebe kedusha. So that's also a terrible mistake because it's one of the most, the ultimate dovar shebe kedusha, not because of the chesed that you're doing with the person, not because of the aveilim, because it's a moment of introspection. A levaya is a time when you're supposed to think kizeh soiv kol adam, when you go to it and you're going for yourself. It's ki'ilu, you're almost davening. And it's not a Beis HaKnesses, so there's no requirement for a mechitza. So there must be separation by a funeral. There is no ands if or buts.
So Rav is not allowed to officiate if there's going to be... I'm speaking, everything is from, everything, you know, and the community, you know, is not so from... They just, no, the men and women sit together. So
okay.
Are you saying that the rub is not allowed to
that's appreciate? Not necessarily. Look, there are many stories of the biggest Gedolei Yisrael which gave permission to Rabbanim to serve as a rabbi in a shul where there was sometimes even no mechitza.
Yeah.
And we're dealing with Gedolei Yisrael provided for different reasons. So, but it's not. That's an outright spitz avera.
Yeah.
And yet, so ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. So just because there's something wrong, something that's being done is wrong, there's an avera that's taking place, that does not necessarily mean that you're not allowed to officiate. Does not necessarily mean. There are different, that's a separate shiloh. When yes, when not.
If not you, they'll get somebody else.
Who's even worse? Who's a lot worse?
I mean,
but sometimes that's not necessarily an excuse. So let them get someone. So just because they'll get someone worse doesn't mean I should do it. That is an entirely separate issue. But according to halacha, a davar shebe kedusha and a levaya is a makom, and people do not realize this. It's a zman of yirah shamayim. It's a time when a person has to be able to absorb for himself, to take advantage of the situation, even though that sounds strange, of the fact that there's a mace, to focus what a person's purpose in this world is, how little time he has in this world to accomplish that purpose, and to see an example of what it means, what it means to leave this world, and there's going to be din. That's a very holy moment, and if there's going to be a distraction, you're not going to be able to fulfill, to achieve that mission. So now the question is, you're saying a very good point, so if a woman is speaking, so isn't that the ultimate distraction? Yes and no, and obviously this is something which we do find We do find different kihilois, different have different opinions on that matter.
Why would it be a distraction? Only what?
Listen, if you have a young woman, a young attractive woman is giving a hesped and she has a koyach of koyach adibur, it can be distracting, I'm sorry to tell you. You have a woman who's 100 years old and is not particularly very very attractive, and her voice, and you can barely hear a word she says anyway. Okay, it's a different story.
No problem if a rabbanit had a beard, then it would be no
problem.
It all depends. And the problem is, once you make one exception, it's a slippery slope. We know what happens, okay?
But you're not only talking about a Levi, you're talking about a Shem Brach, you're talking about everything.
Oh, wait a minute. A Sheva Brachas, who says, you're jumping the gun over here. Sheva Brachas, they say.
Is that Bar Mitzvah?
No. No, no. The Sheva Brachas, many Mikra Din, there's no requirement for separate sitting by Sheva Brachas, according to many places. You're talking about the din of a Shimcha b'Mo'inai. We discussed it last week. The Bracha Shas Simcha b'Mo'inai. So that's another topic of discussion. But I want to just focus on this thing. It's a very important point. A Levi, we have to understand the source. The source for separate seating is a hesped. And the reason why there is a need for separate seating by a hesped is because it is one of the most significant religious services that it is in our religion. To focus, kizeh, soif, kol, ha'odam, and we cannot tolerate any distractions. Now, let's now go to a library. I'm going to a library, public library. For the women.
For the women or for a man's funeral?
It's not so clear.
So what Mekainanets was a
woman
walking.
A woman wailing.
You're right.
It's,
that wasn't distracting?
It may be the fact that it was a cry was that itself took away the distraction of it being a woman. And some say the women, the Mekainanets, were only for the women, not for the men. You're asking a good question. Let's put that aside. The fact is, the Gemara explicitly says, based on the pasuk, that by a levaya there is separate seating.
You said that.
What?
Well, you said that the men in the front and the women.
No, that's the levaya. We're talking about the hesped. The levaya, the escorting of the mace. The men went in the front, and the women went in the back. That is the escorting of the dead body. Let's talk about the hespedim, the eulogy, the chapel where they're sitting, men and women are separate. Now let's extend that to a library. By a library, are people coming to the library for a religious purpose?
No.
Are you going on the bus?
Before we leave that, Rabbi.
What?
What about you? So you have to attend the funeral with mixed seating.
Yes.
Are you permitted?
You have to attend. Just because they're doing an Avera,
like
so...
The family member is going to be mixed seating.
Sometimes you don't have a choice, right? So you don't have a choice. So what are you going to do? Is everything you do in life correct? Let me ask you. Did you ever talk to Chazor Sashatz?
Someone... You don't go... Things you don't do, even if it's your family member, right?
Yes, the question is too general. The question is a too general question. The halacha is it's aser. Now, are you asking a question? Are you allowed to do the avera when the need arises? Are you allowed to do chazar sashatz? No, you're not allowed to. Let's say the policeman walks in off the street and says, "Who's in charge here? I have to talk. There's a problem here. I need. Who's the? So are you allowed to tell the police officer who the rabbi is, who the president is? It's Mil Chazor Zashatz. I'm not allowed to talk. So
a famous case,
so sometimes halacha allows you, the situation allows you to talk during Chazor Zashatz.
What was in the famous case of Soloveitchik advised somebody not to go here to Kia Shaifer?
Every case is different. We're not going into the exception. We're not generalizing now. You're right. This is a complicated world. I just want to discuss with you right now the basic principles. The basic principle is by a funeral, there must be separate seating, period. If you're going to tell me, but you see in the world these situations where there is mixed seating, I don't know what to tell you. According to halacha, it's clearly asr. Why is it happening? Either they don't know the halacha, they're ignorant, or the people know the halacha, they don't doesn't matter to them, they're not makban on this thing for whatever reason. A lot of things people do that are asr. All right, this is a big world out there. How do you deal with it? Are you allowed to officiate? Not allowed to officiate? These are very good questions, and each question has answers. There are different opinions, a different rabbanim. These are old questions. But let's just learn today the basic principle. Know the starting point. The starting point is there's no ands, if, or buts. There's something in halacha. People do not know this. They think it's either mechitza or no mechitza. If there's no mechitza, then you can sit together. And if you do find people that are separate sitting, oh, it's because they're machmirim. That's incorrect. There are two yisoides. There's a time for a mechitza, and there's a time when the halacha demands that there be separate seating. A mechitza is only required me'ikar hadin in the beis hakneses midin mikdashi tirahu. But then there's something called separate seating. Separate seating comes from a hesped. And people, what's the lumdus? The lumdus is because a hesped, it's not a time to make jokes. Even if a person is 100 years old, and he was in a nursing home, hooked up to many machines for 10 years, it doesn't matter. This is a dogma of Kizeh Soif, Kala Adam, is an open Musar Sefer. It's a time to be Maharer B'Shuva. If you're going to start making jokes, then you're going against what the funeral is all about. Why do people do it? I don't know. People do a lot of things they're not supposed to do. It's not the right thing. Therefore, that's why there has to be separate sitting, because if you're going to be sitting next to women, you're going to be distracted. That's how it is. So therefore, the halacha demands separate seating. Now let's go extract from there to other cases. Very, very simple. You go on a bus. On a bus, is there a requirement according to halacha? Let's say you're a Haredi community, and if the rabbi says separate seating, there's going to be separate seating. You have the power. You have the authority. You're in a community where you can do it. Eretz Yisrael, and you're in a Jewish neighborhood, and if you want separate seating, they have no problem. If the rabbi says separate seating, then the municipality will say separate seating. We have no problem. Whatever you want, it's good for business. Whatever the rabbi wants. Is the rabbi required to say, according to halacha, there must be separate seating on the bus? The answer is no. No, no, no. Now, I'm not saying if you want to do it, gesund to hate, who's stopping you? It's a night. But according to halacha, to tell me that in Shulchan Aruch you have to do this, it is absolutely ridiculous. There's no halacha. It is not a dover shebe kedusha to go on a bus. There's no aim to be maharer b'shuva. The roads are dangerous. This is the derech Hashem. Some go on this derech, and some go on this derech. Sorry, there's no such thing when you go on a bus. There's no religious experience associated with going on a bus, and therefore there's no requirement. And technically, if you want to sit next to a woman, I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but you can't. If a woman sits down next to you and she's dressed sneistic, so you have an obligation to control yourself.
So there's a Jewish Ramosha.
Keep your hands to yourself.
There's a Jewish Ramosha.
Yeah.
Rush hours. One permitted to buy on a train.
So what does he say?
Machlek between the Rambam and the Ramban.
Yeah.
Depending on. If he has
hanok, if a woman is not dressed sneistic,
and
the person is in trouble, okay, so the average. Okay, so the average person, when you go on a bus, when you go on a train, I'm assuming, I don't know, the average person goes on a bus or a train. I don't know, I can't generalize. Maybe you'll tell me today it's different. I don't know, but generally speaking, if it's not a situation, if it's a situation where a person is expected, who's a member of society and is expected to control himself, in a normal situation, the Torah didn't tell you can look at a woman. Okay, no such thing. So then there's no prohibition to sit next to a woman on a train or a bus or an airplane. There's no such thing. Cafeteria. There's no such thing. There's no such thing that in a cafeteria they eat, so there has to be separate seating according to halacha, men and women. Now, what about?
What if they're not dressed sneistic?
That's different.
That's going on all the time now. You can't go on.
Okay, so maybe you're right then. Maybe you're right then. Maybe if women.
The rubber band. Sit down next to her to save someone else.
Oh, come on. If a woman is not dressed, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. If a woman is not dressed sneistic, then you're right.
Let's say during the bus now, they're not dressed sneistic.
Rubber band.
85, 90 degrees.
You go in Eretz Yisrael. Go in, okay, let's not talk about over here. Let's talk about Eretz Yisrael. Let's talk about Eretz Yisrael in a Haredi neighborhood where they don't have separate seating on buses. Go in Beis Shemesh. In Beis Shemesh, I was just there recently. They don't have separate seating on the buses.
Right.
And men and women sit together. And the women are all dressed sneistic. All three. Bays, they don't go on the bus altogether. They don't even go on the bus. I'm talking about Aleph and Gimel. Aleph and Gimel. Okay? You go on the bus to Yerushalayim, you go on the bus to Beis Shemesh, you go on the bus to Bnei Brak. They all sit. Don't tell me they have said. There are some places they sit separate. Ruba Druba, I've seen a lot of Tyruvas. Okay? Everyone is dressed sneistic. Okay, no one's wearing burkas, but they're all dressed sneistic. So how could the Rabbanim allow this? How do they allow this? If the Rabbanim would say that it's also, they would be also in 2 minutes. They would separate the bus. The answer is, this is not a religious experience to go on the bus. This is not a hesped. Going to a cafe, going to a pizza store is not a religious experience. Going even to a Sheva Brachas. A Sheva Brachas is not a religious experience. I'm sorry, it's not. Now, there's an issue of mingling and sneeze. Then you get into the Hoshayla Shash, Simcha B'ma'oinoi. Just because, let's get a load of this. Just because, according to some, you can't say in the benching, Baruch Elokeinu Shas, Simcha B'ma'oinoi, V'shachal Mishlo, doesn't mean that it's also to do. You can do it. You can sit together. You may not be able to say Shastincha B'Oinai, but it doesn't mean that sitting together with your family, the Levush, by the way, says, the Levush, who's the same time as the Ramah, he says that you can, even if you have mixed seating, you can say Shastincha B'Oinai, because we're not such tzaddikim today where the Yetzirah was so makbid and the Yetzirah drives us so crazy.
That was then.
The Levush then. Today?
Now you have
all right, yesh v'yesh. You're right, people.
Today.
Live in Levush today. Okay, you're right.
It also depends on the gezeres. Ger doesn't let
zochar. Those are chumris. A ger, you're telling about ger, gevalt, ger. Don't bring ger into this. I'm talking halacha here. We're not talking about extreme chumris. Okay, so these now there's another Indian. Okay, now here's another now. Rav Moshe, believe it or not, I told you this. Everyone thinks that the Satmar Rav is more machmir than Rav Moshe. We discussed because the Satmar Rav says that the ikum we have in Machitz in the Beis HaKnesses, there's a stira in the Rambam and there's a Rosh. All the Rishon that talk about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the Umasakin. So the nusach of the Rishonim. What's the reason for the separation? So some Rishonim say it's histaklus. You're not allowed to look, and some say shlo yisarev. You're not allowed to mingle. Rav Moshe says the ikur is taruvis, is mingling. There's no prohibition to see, and therefore Rav Moshe says that me ikur hadin the mechitza in order to prevent taruvis is the mechitza comes shoulder length when you're standing. So if men and women are standing and shoulder, the mechitza comes to shoulder length, and even though they can clearly see each other's face, I can clearly see all the women on the other side of the mechitza, no glass, no wicker fence. Yud ches tvachim is shoulder length. That's three amas. The shoulder length, then me'ikar hadin. Me'ikar hadin. And Moshe also says, beferish l'chatchilo, you should have something where you can't see the women all together. Me'ikar hadin, it's separate seating, and there's also a partition. If there is going to, because shelo yisarev, the Rambam says in two places, shelo yisarev. The Rosh and the Rambam in a third place says shelo yistakel.
Where's this Rosh?
The Rosh is the Masechta Sukkah. Masechta Sukkah, yeah. Shelo yistakel. The Satmar Rav takes the ikar is shlo yistakel, and therefore it has to go so high you can't see each other. So everyone says that the Satmar Rav is more machmer, but the truth is Rav Moshe is more machmer. Because Rav Moshe, the Satmar Rav never says that a mechitza is a daraisa. It's a daraisa. Rav Moshe says that a mechitza in the Beis HaKnesses is a din daraisa. If there's no mechitz in the Beis HaKnesses, Rav Moshe is so machmi now, he's much more machmi in going into a shul where there's no mechitz, even let's say to daven mincha on your own. I want to daven the yechidus in a conservative shul. It's a Beis HaKnesses. No one's there. There's no women. It's a mokoim of avera, a makom that requires a mikdashi tirahu and there's no mechitza. According to the Satmar Rav, this makom to be makel. Because the Satmar Rav does not hold that a mechitza in the Beis HaKnesses is a deraisa. It's only in the Rabbanan. So the Satmar Rav, even though the Satmar Rav, halacha lemaisa, practically speaking, is more machmir and demands stakos, you're not to look at a woman, but halacha lemaisa, the Satmar Rav really is more makel because the Satmar Rav does not hold that a mechitza in the Beis HaKnesses is a deraisa, but Rav Moshe holds it's deraisa. There's another very chum Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe holds, and this is a very chiddush, Rav Moshe, I told you about the base ovel. I can tell you 100 times that in the base ovel, me ikar hadin, you don't need a mechitza. So that's takachu according to the Satmar Rav, believe it or not. What?
But yes, by Rav Ruvain.
Yeah.
No,
of course, what?
No mechitza.
Between, when they're sitting shiva.
Yeah, no mechitza.
Well, that no, we don't find having mechitza sitting.
Yeah,
me ikar hadin, we're not talking. No, I'm talking about davening. First of all, I'm not talking about sitting shiva. Sitting shiva, you're saying mix seating by sitting shiva?
Shiva is all relative.
Okay, well, let's talk about davening. Let us talk about davening. I'm not talking about when the avelim are sitting shiva. We've all gone to a Beis Avel where it's mixed. And the men go memnachim the women, and the women come to the men. I mean, there's meisim b'chol yom. Okay,
is that right?
Is that right? Why not?
No, I'm asking you. I don't know.
There's no. It does not. In the entire sefer, a levaya, a hesped, is the chai yitain eliboy because the nes is mutal lefanov. Going to be menachim avelim is not on that level. It's a mitzvah, but it's not a religious service. If it's not a religious service, there is no technical requirement that there be separate seating by a Beis Avel. When you by the menachem Avel, when you come to give comfort to the mourners, the mitzvah of nichum avelim. Technically, I'm not telling you. You know, I told you. Obviously, we live in a very firm world, and you know, we have a lot of chumras. Okay, I'm not taking away from what you should do. I want to talk now strict halacha. In strict halacha, does not appear in this entire sefer. You can see anywhere in the entire sefer that there should be any requirement when you do the mitzvah of nichum aveilum that there should be separate seating. Because the mitzvah of nichum aveilim is not in the league of the meis mutal lefon of yachayit in the libo. You're there to give comfort to the mourners. So there's a woman there. So you're a little distracted. So what? Doesn't take away from the fact that you are being mekayim the mitzvah of nichum aveilim. Doesn't take away from the fact. But davening, oh, it's a different story. When you're davening shachris and you're davening mincha. So then you're diving to the Ribbono Shel Olam, not diving to the Avelim. And then if there's a woman in the room, it's distracting, right? So there must be separation when you daven Shacharis Mincha Ma'ariv. Must there be a mechitza? Must there be a mechitza when you daven? So I told you already a few times, Me'ikar Hadin, no. Me'ikar Hadin, no. Because a Beis Avel is not a Beis HaKnesses. So all you need when you daven is, I daven here, and the women daven over there, in the same room, with no mechitza. Rav Moshe, believe it or not, seems to disagree. Rav Moshe over here, he writes up, he holds, that if you are required to come, if a tzibo, he takes the concept of mikdoshi tirohu to an extreme. It's very interesting how machmir Rav Moshe is. See, we always think that Rav Moshe is more makel in these matters. Rav Moshe, in this sefer, he shows he's really from the biggest machmirim. Rav Moshe holds like this, the very important svara. If you have a group of people that come together to do a davar shebekedusha, he's mechalik between a group that everyone must come to a group where you've been by invitation only. Such an idea. If you have a setting where it's by invitation only, then there's no that's not in the category a derivative of a mikdashi tirahu. You don't need a mechitza. Separate seating is sufficient, and the example is sheva brachas, or even a wedding. A wedding, exactly. A wedding, exactly. It is Sher Brachas, the wedding. The Sher Brachas you make. Who comes to a wedding? By invitation only. So a wedding is a Dover Shabbat Kedusha. It's a Dover, it is. No, you can't deny the fact that it's a Dover Shabbat Kedusha when a Chosn Kala get married. It's not a Beis HaKnesses. Not a Beis HaKnesses. So that's why we've never seen amongst us, not talking about extreme opinions, we've never seen a Mechitza. And we mentioned last week, that is why in America, there's a Hakpada, Bidavka, to sit down. I discussed this. That's what it says over here. Because the only way you can really be separate is when you're sitting. If you're going to be standing, that's not called separation between men and women. If the halacha demands separation, the way you make separation is to sit. If you stand, that's not called separation. Because then you're going to mingle. So the dafka, by a wedding, the proper thing is to sit by a wedding because it's a davar shebe kedusha. There has to be separation of men and women, and the way you're going to be separate, men and women, to sit. Oh, in Eretz Yisrael, you'll tell me they don't sit. In Eretz Yisrael, they stand. It's a kasha. I don't have an answer. It's taka kasha. Why taka is that? I think it's because in Eretz Yisrael, the chuppah evolved. It was a private affair. The chuppah was not... It only became now more common. I don't know if it's even so common now where people come to the chuppah. It used to be years ago, if I'm not mistaken, a chuppah was a very private matter. It was just 10 people, and that was the chuppah. People would come later to the seudah. Today it became more American style where more people, not as much as America, but more people show up to the chuppah. And you should know, and because more people do show up, even by the Haredi weddings, they began putting down chairs. Okay? They began now in areas
outside.
I went to a Haredi wedding in Eretz Yisrael, and they taka put down chairs. Did everyone sit down? No. Not everyone sat down. But the fact that they put down chairs, I remember I went to a wedding, I remember maybe the last time was maybe 10, 15 years ago, there were no chairs. Same type of wedding. I remember clearly there were no chairs. And I went to this wedding, the same type of wedding, and there were chairs. And some sat, some did not sit. Okay, so you have to know how things evolved. But in America, they got it right. In America, they got it right. The wedding is a Dover Shebe Kedusha. Dover Shebe Kedusha, according to Halacha, demands separate seating. And that's why the ultimate men and women said they should sit down. Now the question is, according to Rav Moshe, this is a very big asha, Rav Moshe holds a wedding, really, Rav Moshe holds borders that really should require mechitza, according to Rav Moshe. The only reason why Rav Moshe says that a chuppah does not require mechitza, get a load of this, is because a chuppah is by invitation only. The Beis HaMikdash, everyone is chayif to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Shalosh pamim bashono yeira kol zuchurcha. It's a mikdash ma'at. Rav Moshe doesn't hold it so much the din of the makom. Rav Moshe holds it's the din of a makom where everyone is obligated to come to perform a davar shebikidusha demands. It'd be like the Beis HaMikdash, and separation is not enough, you need a mechitza.
How about a bris?
A bris, by for sure, invitation only. By bris...
No, I know that you're not supposed to. You're
right.
Supposed to announce the bris,
yeah,
and people come without it.
Yeah.
But you also invite people.
No.
People don't...
It's a public announcement.
Yeah.
But people, you put up the announcement, but the tzibur does not have a mitzvah to come. If you want to come, you come. There's no didn't come. Let's make these two, and then we're going to analyze the bris. Rav Moshe says as follows: When it comes to a chuppah, it's invitation only. You don't come to a chuppah unless you're invited. So even though today you'll tell me we live in a crazy world where you go to a wedding, there are 1,000 people by the chuppah. Okay, listen, that's the exception. They're all invited. It's not the template of the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash is, you don't need an invitation to come to the Beis HaMikdash, to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. They didn't send out invitations. Everyone came. So you're coming to the Beis HaMikdash to be Shoyev Ruach HaKodesh. There has to be a Mechitza. The coming Misham Shav Ruach HaKodesh. There has to be separation of men and women. You come to a wedding, Stover Shabbat Kedusha, Rav Moshe doesn't hold it for din in the Mikdash. He's Machmir. He holds din coming together, Dover Shabbat Kedusha. So why then don't we have a separation of Mechitzas by all of these events? Because all of these events is only by invitation only. And Rav Moshe seems to say, he says, he writes over here, a base Ovel is different. Because when a person in the community dies, you don't need an invitation to come to the funeral, and you don't need an invitation to come to the Beis Ovel. You mechuyif to go on your own. So therefore, when they're davening shachris, unbelievable, when they're davening shachris in the Beis Ovel, according to Rav Moshe, it appears, if I'm reading correctly, you need a mechitza me'ikar hadin. Because even though you have barely come 10 people, and you have one woman that's standing in the back, and this is not a Beis HaKnesses, so how could you say it's Mikdash Yitirahu? Rav Moshe said, it's not in the Mokoyim, Mikdash Ma'at, the Beis HaMikdash was a Mokoyim, where everyone was Mechuyiv to come together to do a Dover Shebe Kedusha. A Beis Ovel is a place where everyone is Mechuyiv to come together to participate in what needs to be done, and that includes Davening, Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv. Mimela, if since everyone is Mechuyiv to come, you don't need an invitation, this is a public event, and there's a Dover Shebe Kedusha, you really do need a mechitza if you daven together. What? So according to that, by extension, it would seem so. You know, but it can't be because here's the problem. It can't be because that's beferish in the Gemara. The Gemara explicitly says. I guess it's also davening. I think it's because it's a thing of davening. Let's clarify. You're saying very good. The Gemara says beferish that lo asa lavo Mashiach ben Yosef will die and there's going to be a hez and there's no mechitza.
So what would
Ramosha say? So what's the difference? They're different, but in the Beis HaMikdash, what is the primary function of the Beis HaMikdash? Ki Beisi, Beis Tefila, L'chol Ho'am. Oh, you'll tell me the Simchas Beis HaShoeva wasn't Tefila, it was Simcha. It's a balance between the two. It's the Beis HaMikdash. Even though the Makor Mechitza was not at a moment of Tefillah, it was a moment of Simcha Misham Shayav Mirach HaKadosh. And now we're dealing with Tefillah. So it seems that when you daven in a matzah where everyone is mechuyev to come together to a makom, and that makom they're coming together includes davening, which is something which is typically done in the Beis HaMikdash, there's much more of a chiyuv to have a mechitza. No wedding you don't need. That's what I told you. Wedding is the whole...
By invitation only.
Yeah. And kemat, everything that we have, where we have a Dover Shebe Kedusha, we have separate seating. Even where you have separate seating, it's by invitation only. So it's not does not fit into the only exception is a levaya. I read Zlatowicz, the biography about Zlatowicz. He says a very sharp line. He says that he came to a simcha. So I don't remember the exact context, but he said that to go to levaya is no big deal. You mechuyv to go to levaya. If a person that you know, his father dies, or his mother dies, and he lives in California. And you get on a plane, and you spend a lot of money and a lot of time to go travel to across the world to go to a funeral. So that's very nice. And then on the other hand, you go across the world to go to someone's simcha. He's marrying off a child. Which of the two do you deserve more credit for? Where do you get more brownie points? If you go to a funeral, or you go to a wedding? So he said there, and someone was talking, he says, it's Pasha, when you go to a wedding. Because a levaya, you mechuyif to go to a levaya. When someone dies, Chazal say, Mikra didn't hold those 600,000 people. We don't do this today. We're not so makbid on these things to go meshuga for a levaya. But me'ikur hadin, you mechuyif to go to a funeral. When you hear a good man dies, you mechuyif to go to a levaya. A simcha? No mechuyev to go to a simcha. By invitation only. There's a truth to it. Invitation only. Mimela, when it comes to death, to participate, you mechuyif. If Gantz Klal Yisrael is, even though no one's doing it, only 10 people barely came to the minyan, and now you're in the house, and you have a big room, and the woman could sit in the back, no one's going to bother her, okay? And the men can occupy the whole front. Where's the mechitza? So we told the last 3 days, you don't need a mechitza. Umikdashi tirohu. This is not a Beis HaKnesses. This is not a Beis HaKnesses. This is like the hesped of the Melech of the Mashiach ben Yosef. Not so fast. Rav Moshe seems to be machmir. He holds the mechitz, number one, is a din deraisa. Number two, it's not just the din of the mokum of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a din in the tzibur being obligated to come together and daven the Beis HaMikdash. And being that a Beis Ovel is a mokum with the Gantz Klal Yisrael Mikdash as an obligation to come together. So, and they're davening, they're doing what you primarily do in the Beis HaMikdash. There is grounds, very strong grounds, to be machmir, according to halacha, that you are required to have a mechitza in the Beis Ovel if the women want to daven in the same room as the men.
A different shita, the briska shita.
What's the briska shita?
In a shul, there's a chiyuv on the shul, as monk and kodesh.
Yeah.
There has to be a mechitza, it has nothing to do with the people.
Who says that?
Wait a second, because if you're going to have men and women, you have to have a mechitza.
If you have women.
What happens if you want to daven mincha, let's say right now, and there's a woman here?
Yeah.
If there's a, let's take it different. Let's say there's a dirty diaper. What's that look
like? If there's a reyach, you have to remove it.
You have to move it away, dalaramas.
Right.
If there's a woman here, what do you have to do?
A mechitza.
You can close your eyes.
No, not enough. That's a gzeres akosuf.
It's only in a shul.
Only in a shul. Only in a shul.
You close your eyes and it should be sufficient.
You don't have to close your eyes. You have to close your eyes. You just look the other way. You don't. If you're in a wedding hall, and you want to daven mincha, and there are 100 women in the same room, and you want to go onto the side and daven mincha ma'ariv, it's permitted.
As long as you don't look at the
right. It's separate. But in a shul, could you do that in a shul? The men will daven in the front, women in the back. It's awesome. Right, exactly. But what about a Beis Ovel? So we until now have always been saying this, and it's not a shul, it's mutter. We have been saying it. It's like, what do you want? So, I have discovered this, preparing, not so simple according to Rav Moshe. Because Rav Moshe has a chumrah in the din of mechitza. He holds the din of mechitza as a deraisa, even when the Gantz Klal Yisrael are coming together to do a chiyuv together, a dover shebe kedusha. And that includes davening minyanim in the Beis Ovel.
Years ago we did a simcha for, I think, from Mishpacha to the Feinsteins. Out in New Jersey, they talk had family seating. Ruvain, David.
Yeah.
That's all.
Separate seating.
Yeah, no. Family seating.
Sat together.
Yes.
They sat together. By Sheva Brachas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pashut. There's no chiyuv, family for sure. There is no chiyuv to have separate seating by a sheva brachas. Doesn't say it anywhere. So the question, when you make the sheva brachas, so then there's the shi, what is it, shulchan aruch, that you,
the bach,
you can't say shas simcha b'me'oinai because of taruvis, because of the yetzahara amongst us, it shakes us up. So, okay, so don't say Shasimcha B'Oinai, but it does not necessarily mean that you did an Aveira by having mixed seating by the Sheva Brachas. You want to have mixed seating? It's permitted according to the Halacha. The consequence, though, is you just can't say Shasimcha B'Oinai. Okay, because if you don't drink grape juice, so you can't make a Bar Priyagov, make a Shah, if you Chamar Medina, if you make a Shahakal. So if you can't make Shasimcha B'Oinai, because we had mixed seating. But don't tell me the mixed seating is according to Halacha. It may not be on your madrega, you better look at rubber bands. But to say that the halacha demands there be a separate seating, it's not so. It's not, and certainly in the library, and certainly not on the bus, and certainly not at a concert.
What?
Okay, these are mishigas, and these are. Look, maybe you'll tell me the woman's not. I can understand. Maybe the woman he sat next. I don't know what the story is. There's always another side to the story. He sat down on the plane next to a woman that wasn't dressed. Okay, I just came back from Eretz Yisrael. Okay, there are people that are not that don't get dressed, that are not dressed. So I could understand that a man is sitting next to a woman that's mamish, not dressed for 12 hours. He feels uncomfortable. Okay, so I can understand that. I sat next to the plane. So the whole I came on the plane. There's a whole family. They're sitting in my seat. I come there, my row. I have the middle seat, and I look at my ticket, and I see there a whole family. I think there must have been six people, and I say very politely, I'm a Haredi, you know, I was wearing my black hat, you know, black hat. Maybe I was wearing my tie also. I don't know, black hat. And this was a ultra Orthodox, modern Orthodox family, and I come there right away, and I very politely say, you know, could be that I'm supposed to sit here. So right away, I saw in their eye, they were looking at me like, oh, you want to switch? So what's going on over here? So I said, it's okay. I don't want to, just tell me where your seats are and I'll sit. I'll sit wherever you could sit here. Gesunde, hey, take it. Just tell me where your seats are so I can sit where the seat that's empty, an empty seat. So they couldn't believe. First of all, so right away they thought I was a liar. Right away, and they take my ticket, and then the guy's eyes popped, and I was right. It was back in my seat. And then he couldn't believe. I don't want to, fine, with your family, gesundheit, let me just, and he figured out where the empty seat was, and I sat down, I had no problem. Only problem was, little did I realize, who was I sitting next to? I was sitting next to a little girl. She must have been about 5 years old. What do I care? I couldn't kill her. Only thing was, this girl, 5 years old, was out of control for 12 hours. And she was beating every minute. She was whacking me and beating me. And one zets after another. Okay, she was having a hard time on the flight. It wasn't a tznius sticking. It wasn't an issue of tznius. It was abuse. It was abuse. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't say one word. One word the whole time, and they couldn't believe it. These people, they couldn't believe how accommodating I was. Okay, but I could understand. There are some women there on the plane. I could understand. There's always another side to the story. So whatever, yeah, how do you deal with it? It's a problem. I don't know what to say. All right, we finished. Maybe we'll do something new tomorrow.
Yet coach or
first class economy the shachas. Yeah.